It's time to hear from the Green Party with co-leader James Shaw.
This week I spoke to co-leader James Shaw about quite a few different things. We talked about his support of the government's movement to clamp down on tax evasion, the potential capital gains tax and what James's thoughts are on it, the Green Party's summer policy conference over the weekend, and the school strike for climate action New Zealand, which is happening this Friday. I began by asking James about tax evasion. I asked him to explain more about what the efforts of the government to stop it are.
Yeah, so a few weeks ago, Stuart Nash, who's the Minister of Revenue, announced that we were adding another group of something like a dozen countries to the list of countries that we cooperate with on international tax avoidance. And this is kind of part of an ongoing OECD program to cut down on the use of the difference between countries' tax regimes by multinationals to create tax advantage, and so it's another welcome kind of move towards making sure that big international companies that are operating in New Zealand are paying their fair share of tax.
Is tax evasion a big problem in New Zealand?
Well, part of the problem is that we don't actually know how big it is. So I think that the lowest estimate that we've had from Inland Revenue is something on the order of $500 million a year. I can tell you, going through the budget process, we could really do with $500 million. but I've actually heard that the number could be sort of north of $1 to $1.5 billion as well. Part of the work that Stuart's got is trying to get a better grip on precisely what the size of the problem is. But there's also a fairness issue, right? So if you've got an international internet services-based company like Facebook or Google who are operating in New Zealand and not paying tax, there might be a local internet company that provides, some similar services, social media or something like that. They have to pay tax in New Zealand. They can't take advantage of the fact that Ireland or another country's got a different tax regime from New Zealand. And so that's kind of just ensuring that the competitive landscape is a even playing field.
Why do you think that tax evasion is... Do you think that tax evasion is difficult to prevent? And do you think we are likely to be able to stop tax evasion in New Zealand?
It is difficult to prevent, and that's why, that's why it's taking.
We're talking
so long.
About it. Yeah,
that's right. If it was easy, we would have stopped it years ago. And in fact, governments of both, under National and us, have kind of tried to grapple this. Will we ever be able to get rid of it? I don't think so. Because I think in order to get rid of it completely, you'd essentially need to have a global, tax regime. And effectively what that means is global government, and we don't have that. But through the kinds of cooperation agreements that Stuart announced a few weeks ago with these other countries, we can start to kind of squeeze it out as much as possible.
Now, your co-leader, Marama Davidson, has recently defended the capital gains taxes in reference to the CGT proposed by the Tax Working Group. Could you at all talk us through what your thoughts are on a capital gains tax, just generally?
Well, sure. What I can talk about is what was in the Tax Working Group's recommendations a few weeks back. What I can't talk about is where the government is likely to land on how we're going to respond to those recommendations. But the Tax Working Group unanimously agreed that at the very least, we've got to put a capital gains tax on investment properties. And we're one of the only countries in the OECD that doesn't do that. And the basic idea, so only about 20% of New Zealanders would end up paying this tax. And the basic idea is that, if you work for a living and you make the median wage in New Zealand, which is about $50,000 a year, you pay about $8,000 a year in tax on your 50K of income. Now, if you got lucky, and say 10 years ago you managed to buy a house for the sake of argument, $500,000 in Auckland, and you sat on that house for 10 years, and then you sold it And the day that you sold it for $1 million. Now, on that day, you've made $500,000 of income, and you pay no tax on that. So you make 10 times as much money on in a day on the gain
than you would in a year.
That's right, yeah. than you would working for a year. And yet the person who's working for a year pays $8,000 in tax, but the person who makes 10 times that by selling a house pays no tax on that. So that's the basic idea behind the the capital gains tax, is that you treat capital gains as income, which they are, right? That's what they
completely,
are.
Completely, yeah.
Yeah, and so then what that allows you to do is it starts to ensure that it's only part of a solution, right? I want to be really clear about this, but it is one of the things that we've got to do if we're ever going to try and grapple with wealth inequality in New Zealand. Because over the course of the last, well, how long have I been alive? 45 years. The New Zealand population has doubled in that period of time, but our economy has increased by a factor of 40. But most of that wealth has not accumulated in the hands of most New Zealanders, right? Frankly, a lot of that wealth is caught up in the housing market. Not just housing, but in other forms of wealth as well. But a lot of it is in housing. And part of the reason for that massive overinvestment in housing is that the gains are not taxed. And so as an investor, it's kind of easy money. Like, you just buy a house, sit on it for a while, sell it, make a ton of money, don't pay tax. Why would you put your money into the productive part of the economy, which is a whole lot harder than investing in an asset that accumulates value without you having to do any work?
And obviously, I mean, many people are sort of upset about the idea of a capital gains tax. People think that that's not fair. Do you think that that's really true, that it's not fair?
Well, no, the whole point is that it is fair.
Yeah.
But the reason that people are saying that is because, you know, for decades now, the economic incentive that they have been sent is to stick your money in property. So now they've been told, actually, we want you to get your money out of property, give some first home buyers a chance, or work out ways to make that property, earn a living as you go, right? From your rent income, rather than from capital gain, but stick your money into the productive part of the economy. And so they're kind of going, hey, that's not fair. You know, like, I bought this property in good faith, you know, thinking I was going to get free money out of it. And now you're saying I can't do that anymore. And we're saying, well, yeah, actually.
And that's fair enough.
Yeah.
So just moving quickly over to the summer conference that was held over the weekend with the Green Party. Could you just talk a little bit about what went down and what was discussed?
Yeah, so we do this every year that isn't an election year. So two out of 3 years in the cycle, each summer we have a nationwide conference that pulls people together. And it recognises that one of the main reasons that people join a political party is because they're interested in policy. As a parliamentary party, it's pretty easy for the people in parliament to get carried away and get on with the job and sort of leave the party behind. And so it's an opportunity for about 150 or so delegates from around the country to come together and talk about, you know, kind of big issues like climate change and others, and to sort of think about, okay, we're making some good progress, what's next?
So just talking a little bit more about climate change, the School Strike for Climate Action New Zealand is a activist movement that is happening across the country on Friday in Auckland. It's happening at Aotea Square, where school students from primary schools, high schools, even uni students are striking from school to tell our politicians to take our future seriously and treat climate change for what it is, a crisis. There's been a lot of discussion about it by politicians in the news. What are your thoughts on the strike?
I've said this before. I really admire the kids who are taking a risk by walking out of their classrooms and taking to the streets. I completely support them in terms of where they're coming from. I think that young people have been let down by politicians and adults for the course of the last 30 years. And you know, there's just a real complacency in climate change policy. You know, so I sort of see it as my job to kind of listen to those concerns, because I completely get it.
Do you, some people have said that because the strike is taking place in school hours, children are punishing themselves, and that maybe the strike is likely to be considered a prank rather than a cause of action. Do you think that the strike is something that students can learn from and should take part in?
Well, I mean, adults strike to increase their pay, and they don't do that on weekends. You know, it wouldn't be much of a strike if you did it on a weekend, would it? And frankly, that I think that the, you know, by taking time out of school, they've actually got people's attention. If they were just having a protest on a weekend, no one would notice. And so I think that they are taking a risk because, and kids have got to weigh this up for themselves. I'm not going to tell them that they should participate in this or that they shouldn't participate in this. That's really their choice to make. And I think it's patronising for all these adults to kind of weigh in on the choices that these kids are making, because what they're weighing up on the one hand is, you know, the risk of being marked out as truant and any consequences that might come from that. And then on the other hand, they're fighting for their future. So they are putting something at risk on that day. And yet they're balancing that out against the risk that is the whole rest of their lives. And so I think, you know, just as, I mean, no one says, you know, when there's a strike over pay, oh, you know, they're doing themselves a disservice or anything like that. No, people are, you know, saying we've actually got to grab people's attention on this because it's not good enough.
That was James Shaw for the Green Party. The Wire.